Welcome, everyone. This is podcast number 12, and this is the second season of Heart Shift Radio, and I'm so excited to be here with you today. We really have lots of things rocking and rolling, and so much of that is because of you. So I want to thank you for tuning in, emailing me, leaving comments, letting me know how I can best serve you and bring you things that are interesting to you. So today we're going to be talking about the three reasons why writing heals your heart. And this came up because a client of mine recently asked me about actually an assignment that I had given her. And she asked, why is writing good for us? And I have to tell you, it was such a great question because, first off, I don't think anyone has ever asked that of me. So it gave me the opportunity to sort of pause and dissect it. It's such a powerful way for us to heal our hearts. So one thing you know, of course, is that journaling is known to give you an opportunity to purge your feelings and your thoughts, and we know how good it feels. But did you know that writing can actually heal your heart? It can help to heal it. And what do I mean by healing? Well, I mean aligning with the energy that is natural and true to your heart. So, as you know, writing is one of my passions, and it comes very naturally and easily to me, although on occasion I do get some writer's block, but it doesn't happen very often. But I also realized that there was even more to it than just that it's something that I love to do. So I started to recognize that there are certain parts of it that are really powerful, and of course, powerful when we blend them all together. But just as this question of my clients caused me to pause, writing does the same thing. It gives us the opportunity to identify either what has occurred during our day, or perhaps even if you're just looking at a particular incident or experience, it helps you to identify it. And the reason that we do this is because as it lingers in our mind, it's also lingering in our energy field. And what we know when it comes to creating new life is that we have to be in constant flux. We have to allow the energy to flow in and the energy to flow out. It needs to circulate just as the oxygen does in our blood. And so this first initial identification aspect of the process is so important because the moment that we become quiet and we let ourselves reflect, inevitably, something pops up into our mind that is sort of asking for us to take a closer look at. And there's so much power in that, because first and foremost, you're going to begin to recognize that there's more than just meets the eye about those things that pop up and demand more attention. So it requires the reflection, but it also requires that we start to isolate the details. And once you've identified something that's come up in your life, you can then choose to either keep it or to resolve it, to let it go. And what we know about letting go is that it is absolutely essential before you can move forward. It makes sense, right? And then, of course, these actions that you're taking have a particular energy that is associated with them. And it's a transformational energy. It's energy that is creating change. It's energy that's shifting. And as it does, it shifts the frequency of the whole energetic field itself. So the energy frequencies that are shifting as you're going through this process are actually changing the frequency of the experience itself. And so here's how you can use writing to help you change your energy flow, heal your heart. And in other words, it's how you can make that heart shift from self-sabotage towards self-love. The whole process of writing, this identification, the reflection, and addressing the issues that come up that are sort of gnawing at you is an enormous act of self-love, when we often don't recognize and realize how powerful that is. Sometimes, you know, it's a huge leap, right, to go from an incident that you've had that sort of ruffled your feathers a bit, and to just be able to let it go. And actually, it might even seem impossible to you. And so you might just try to ignore it, bury it down. But what happens, and we know this from our past experiences, is that anything that we attempt to push down energetically always comes back to bite us in the butt. Because that energy is not in alignment with the energetic frequency that results in your well-being. So it's always going to come up over and over and over again until it actually demands that you take a look at it. And it may come up in different ways. It might be dressed differently. The conversation may appear to be different. But the essence, the energy of that experience will continue to pop up in your life because it wants to come back into alignment itself. So when you're writing, what happens is that you have the ability to sort of look at things in more bite-sized pieces. And what's amazing to me is that often when I'm writing, more and more detail comes to the surface. Stuff that I didn't even necessarily recognize when I was in the experience. But as it comes together for me, what also comes forward are the feelings or the emotional responses that I had to all of that. And then I can take a look at that and I can decide again. What do I want to do? Do I want to continue to carry the essence of that emotional response, or do I want to transform it? I guess the reason I'm bringing this up for you is that I want you to remember that you have a choice 100% of the time about how things are allowed to affect you. We all have emotional responses. We're all triggered in some way because, let's face it, we've had experiences in our past, and many of them from our childhoods, that just have accumulated energy over the years. And so when they have an opportunity to raise themselves up, they do. It doesn't mean that there's something wrong with us. It just means that it's one of those clear cases where things that have gone unresolved, untransformed, come up over and over and over again, looking for the attention that they need in order to get the resolution, come back into alignment. And when we do, suddenly there's this incredibly detailed roadmap that just opens up in front of us. And then you can choose. Choose to follow that or choose something else. So let's just talk about this whole writing and some of the things that you might experience as you're going through the process that you're going to find are so powerful. So one of the reasons that this healing can take place is that when you're writing, nobody's judging you. And if you feel judged, it's you. It's you who is judging yourself. That pen, the paper, none of it judges you. But what happens often is that these expectations of others or these cultural expectations rise up and they show themselves to us. So if you're experiencing a sense, a sensation, a feeling, or thoughts of being judged, being embarrassed even about what you're writing, now you can just be open and honest with yourself. And you don't have to allow that energy to any longer have a hold on you. This is so powerful. You can just put it all out there, the good, the bad, the ugly. And when you can see that and give yourself permission to just be honest on that paper, it neutralizes your past. It actually gets that energy flowing again, and it allows you to move forward. And that's what we ultimately want, right? Another thing that you might notice is that as you see these problems, like I said before, you're identifying them. These are your issues, your fears, your phobias, your beliefs. And so when you see them from a different perspective, you can start to see yourself in your wholeness. So often, and I'm going to go back to that first reason that I talked about, that writing can be so healing. And that is so often we're so entrenched in judging ourselves that we beat ourselves up every time we recognize that we have an issue or a fear, a phobia. We're not meant to beat ourselves up over that. We are meant instead to just take a look and ask ourselves, well, is it true? Is it not true? Can I see it differently? How can I shift it if I'm unhappy with it? And right now, these things that are in your head are creating so much confusion and chaos. And they are disrupting. They're actually preventing you from any attempts to be truly happy. What we know, and I know that you know from listening to some of my other podcasts or reading my blog posts, is that these things congregate around your heart, and it's a dense energy. And it prevents that light, that love that's within you to flow out. And it also prevents that light and that love that's outside of you, that's there to nourish and nurture you, from coming in. And so as you write these things down, and you can just allow that energy to transform, perhaps even just walk away a little bit, breathe and reaffirm that this is self-love, and it's waiting for you. And it's so powerful then to go back and reread what you have written. And you will be able to recognize the shifts that have already taken place. And that is so remarkable, to recognize that these heart shifts are instantaneous. You can tell that they've already happened. And then the third reason about why writing is so healing is that you can also use it as a plan of action, can't you? You can write out exactly what you do want. And writing what you want, we know, is very, very powerful. It is second to speaking them. And so we'll talk about that in a second. But when you write about what you want and how you want to be and writing about your dreams and what speaks to you, identify what speaks to you, writing about your heart's desires, writing about the relationship that you want, how you want love to be flowing through you, all your success, it starts to become the real you, because it has its own energy frequency. It vibrates in a way that speaks to you on a cellular level in every dimension of your being. So the energy starts to shift, and it shifts towards what you want. Your heart starts opening up, and all of that dense energy now starts to dissipate. It gets soft, and now you've made room. You've made room for all of these things to have a place to land, but you've also made room for your love to get out. And being love itself, you are meant to be loving. And so when you're not, that's why you feel out of sync. So as this energy starts to shift and you're making room for yourself to actually be present, one of the things that we know is that if you do this for 21 days, it's going to become a very positive pattern, and it's going to start to manifest in so many ways in your life, you cannot even imagine from where you are right now. You know, recently I challenged people to put their hearts out there in writing. And as a result, there's been a very beautiful book about forgiveness that came together. What I'm referring to, of course, is the Forgive to Live quote contest that I ran. And now all of those quotes, which are gifts of the heart from people all around the world, are tangible. They are beautiful and placed on beautiful images. They speak to your heart in a very particular way, and that was my intention. You also can feel, as each of these contributors brought their hearts forward, and how brave they were to allow themselves to be vulnerable. And you can see the strength that they've gathered from their own experiences and how they've put it into their own words. And you will feel moved and encouraged by each and every quote. And that's because they let writing about forgiveness heal their own hearts. And do you know what they got from that as well? They got peace and joy. They now are seeing themselves published in this beautiful book about forgiveness. And let me tell you what I've gotten. It's been the most incredible experience to follow these journeys and also to follow my own. As I was here to bear witness to people coming forward and joining me in these efforts. And it was such a labor of love on my part and the parts of the people that I work with to bring that all together. And that peace, that joy, and the abundance of love and the abundance of prosperity that's now being shared with that charitable organization that I've spoken of. It's called Seeds of Peace. And their whole focus is on training our youth leaders of today to find peaceful resolve to all conflicts. So you can just see there's a ripple effect of every single thing that you do. And writing can be an incredible way for you to do it. So not only do I want to invite you and, of course, encourage you to get a copy of this beautiful book, let it inspire you. Read it. Feel it. Sit down and maybe even begin to write your own quotes or your intentions or whatever you're moved to write, but whatever it is, invite the healing to come in. Let it heal your hearts too. And that is something that you will always be so grateful for. Because when we get to the other side of any of the angst that we carry, we suddenly are able to sprout our wings and we feel free. So again, I want to invite you and encourage you to get a copy of that book, see what the others have done, and just start in on your own. This book, by the way, is available on my website, which is heartshiftcoach.com, or you can go directly to heartshiftcoach.com/book11 and order your copy. You'll have it in the blink of an eye. And so that wraps it up for today's podcast episode. Next week, I'm going to be giving you a little insight into the 4 ways to identify what needs to be forgiven in your life. And you might be laughing. You might say, oh, I could give you a list of 100 things. But you want to know something? Sometimes those other things are really just tentacles of some major things. And when we look at the major things and go through that process, all the other little ones are taken care of automatically. So we're going to be talking about that. And I just want you to know again how grateful I am for you being here, for sharing this space with me, for allowing your hearts to open, and of course, for looking at things differently. Because that's what it's all about. We are change makers, and our gift to ourselves is to constantly be in that process. And so it's my hope that you're going to pick up your pen, your paper, or your computer, however you feel most connected to your writing, and let yourself loose. Just be free. So I'm sending you all many blessings of great fulfillment and joy and peace from your writing. And I'll see you next time. Take care now. Bye-bye. And of course, I'm wishing you many, many heart shifts to come.